It's Here and Now. Let's continue our conversation now about Kentucky's reforms in sentencing and probation policies, which have cut the prison population in Kentucky by more than 2,000 and put more of a focus on rehabilitation, including treatment for drug addiction. Our guest is J. Michael Brown, the Secretary of Justice and Public Safety in Kentucky. And Mr. Secretary, what's been the public reaction to what you've done there?
Well, we faced a good deal of educational challenge when House Bill 463 was initially passed. You know, there were some who were saying that this was a soft-on-crime or hug-a-thug situation. But as most of the, typically the alarmists, now have turned around and we haven't had anarchy in the streets, we haven't had increased crime waves, we saved quite a bit of money. I think that the lawmakers, the elected officials, and the professionals in this area are aware that this proposition worked very well. And the public, right now, their reaction is sort of ambivalent in the sense that most people didn't pay attention to prison populations to begin with. They only paid attention to what was going on in their neighborhood. And if there's no crime wave going on in your neighborhood, then you're okay.
Circuit Court Judge Joe Castlin has said that this legislation has hampered his handling of individual drug cases by limiting his ability to put certain drug offenders in jail for a time. What do you say to that?
I'm not familiar with the judge or what his docket is. Again, we've had a certain amount of resistance across Kentucky as this bill has gone into effect, but the overall outcome, the evidence, the clear evidence shows that it's working.
And there's obviously a cost for the taxpayer. How much has the change that has gone on in Kentucky affected the state budget?
Well, the state budget, again, that one provision, we have been able to document that we've saved about $18.5 million on that. At the county levels, one of the provisions of 463 was to allow our police to issue citations instead of arrests for a number of low-end misdemeanor crimes. That has resulted in a year-over-year reduction in arrest and therefore jail times of some 25,000 arrests that were down. And that's a big, big savings for some of our counties. And again, at the state level, our probation and parole numbers have gone up about 4,000. But it only costs maybe $8 a day to supervise somebody on probation, where it costs, you know, $20,000 a year to keep somebody in prison.
Let me just finally bring you back to what's happening today with Attorney General Holder. What advice would you have for him as he tries to enact some of the reforms that you have done in Kentucky already?
Get the federal budget to provide for treatment and programmatical programs. It's relatively easy. Not that it does take political will to get there, but it's easy to step back and identify where the problem is. We could identify in Kentucky that about at least 75% of the people in our prisons were there because of drug or drug-related crimes. The harder part is, what do you do to break that cycle so that they don't recommit? And that's where the programmatical money is going to have to come in, the substance abuse programs is going to have to come in, and the reentry programs are going to have to come in.
J. Michael Brown is the Secretary of Justice and Public Safety in Kentucky. Secretary Brown, thanks again.
Thank you.